Hey guys, you're welcome to Small Business Strategy Podcast, where we talk about everything social media, tips and advices for your business, you know, to help you on your journey to becoming a better entrepreneur. My name is Eyitemi Adeboale, and I'm a social media strategist and a content curator. And this is podcast number 2. Okay. So I began a series last week where I spoke about the 3 steps every potential client of yours must go through if they are going to patronize you, or if you're going to be able to make a sale on social media. And I also mentioned that one of the challenges many online entrepreneurs have, online businesses have, is that they don't get they have very low conversion rates. They have a lot of people probably liking their posts, you know, but not very many of them are making purchases from them. So the 3 steps are know, like, and trust. So they must know you, which I spoke about in my last podcast. You can go to the link in my bio to see that. And then the second one is they must like you. Okay, so now you're probably thinking, so how do I get people to like me? You see, it's like real life, okay? If you want people to like you, you also need to, number one, make yourself likable. Let me put it that way. Now, this is not about you conforming to being someone else, but then you have to averagely or generally be a likable person, not an annoying person. You know those accounts that you see on social media whereby all they do is say, buy, buy, buy. Why haven't you bought now? Buy, buy, buy. I'm selling. And then they flood your pages with pictures of their products. It's annoying. It's not likable. As a matter of fact, it's very repelling. So if you are an entrepreneur, your business, and you do that, you need to actually reconsider your social media strategy. Okay, those kind of attitudes and behaviors are not generally pleasing for the average, you know, person. Now, how do you get people to like you? Number one, you have to like them in return. Yes, most times it starts with you extending a hand of friendship. I do this a lot and it has worked for me immensely. All right, so I go through my page, my feed, my timeline, and when I see content that I like or that I appreciate, or I see that they are informative, or I see that they're inspiring, I double tap. Okay, I double tap. And this is not about being patronizing, but the truth is that if you're consistently double tapping and liking and engaging with somebody's content, they will feel psychologically bound, you know, to repay the efforts that you have been making. It happens a lot, all right? So for example, pick a particular page and you're dropping comments. After a while, you begin to pop up on their radar. And what happens is that they are bound to look at your page and check you out and, you know, find 1 or 2 or 3 things on your page, you know, to double tap and drop a comment and like. I do that a lot and people often reciprocate. It works, okay? So try to engage people with the same action that you want them to return for you. That's the first thing. Number 2, you have to make sure you're giving value. I spoke earlier about those who post things about just buying on their pages and they're not giving any value. They're just occupying space, social media space, you know. So you need to be able to offer value, give out information within your niche that your audience will find relevant. Okay, it has to be relevant, it has to be informative. It could be entertaining, it could be educating, but add value, contribute something to the social space. All right, people are not naturally, averagely going through Instagram looking for what to buy, no. But when people look at your page and they identify your page with value, information, they will keep coming back to your page. And over time, when there's a proper understanding and definition of what you do, the services you render or the products that you sell, when they need those services and those products, you are the first person they will remember. It works like that, all right? So make sure you are offering value to people. And finally, I shared something earlier today on my Instagram page where I said that nobody cares about your business. Okay, people only care about the solutions to their problems. Nobody cares about what you know, what you're selling, how good you are. If you don't have a solution or an answer to their challenges, they don't care about you. So if you want people to get to like you, make sure you are offering solutions. Make sure you have the solution to the challenges that they might have. Okay, so it's important for you to define the solutions that you are offering. The solution or solutions that you're offering, you know, to people. So when there's a clear definition of what that is and it's obvious on your page, especially on your bio page, Like I mentioned in my last podcast, your bio page must be able to tell people the moment they land on your bio page, when they look at your profile, your bio page must be able to tell them the solution that you are providing. So when they see that you have a solution to the challenge that they have, they would naturally, you know, be drawn towards you. Okay, and finally, people like those that they want to be like. People like successes. Why do you think people are usually, you know, liking celebrities, pages, their handles, they like gossip, they listen to e-news, they're on the comment section. People like people that inspire them. People like those that they want to be like. So I think one of the most important things we should strive to be is to be an example. Everybody likes a success, okay? So as you get better, as you begin to grow, as you begin to expand, and as you begin to have a success story, people are generally going to be drawn towards you. So double up on that hustle, bend your back, put your back in the job, don't give up, be consistent, all right? Be consistent. It's very important that you're consistent. People like consistent people. They don't appreciate those who are here on Monday and they are gone for the next 2 weeks and they don't appear until next week, Thursday. All right, be consistent, show up, all right, be true to your craft, be authentic, like people, engage with people, be general, be social, all right. It's like the word social media has two words, okay? The word social comes before media. Be social. Remember that social media is still primarily, firstly, a community, okay? And nobody, imagine you're living in a community and there's this one person who lives down the road and she doesn't say hi to anybody. They don't say good morning. They don't say good afternoon. They don't even respond when you say hello. And then they come to your door one day and they say, Coco, you know, I'm selling this pair of shoes. Would you like to buy? Even if you needed those pair of shoes, you would say no. An emphatic no, because you don't like them. And that's the truth. So people will like you if you engage as a true participant, an authentic participant of the community. So I hope this podcast has made some sense to you. If you've liked it, please don't forget to share, you know, visit my Instagram page at @auxiliummedia_ng. Share this podcast, drop a comment. Is there anything you'd like to hear? Anything you'd like to know? I'll be glad to share it with you. Until I come your way again next time, have a wonderful day.